In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Spectrum Health Lakeland and the Berrien County Health Department held a Facebook Live discussion on Wednesday to urge the vaccination of adolescents aged 12 years and older for COVID-19. Dr. Ann Dudley with Lakeland Health Network said she recommends the vaccine for those who are eligible and medically cleared to get it.
As far as other drug or medication or environmental or food allergies, it's very likely that you can get these vaccines. It's just recommended that you bring your EpiPen and some Benadryl and that you're monitored for about 30 minutes after.
Dudley said those with allergies to certain drugs likely can get the COVID shots, but should bring their EpiPens to the clinic and be observed for a half an hour after the shot. She advised those with questions should consult their doctor. Berrien County's vaccination rate is 54.2%. It looks like the new, more targeted federal eviction moratorium will not prevent Berrien County residents from losing their homes, at least for now. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week released a new moratorium after the previous, more broad moratorium expired. The new one is aimed at counties with substantial and high levels of community transmission. While that covers most of the country and Michigan, Berrien County has a moderate level of community transmission, at least as of Tuesday. Van Buren and Cass counties, on the other hand, are in the substantial category, meaning the eviction ban applies to landlords there. Those who are facing possible eviction can look into rent assistance programs by calling 211. The new eviction moratorium is in place through October 3rd. Congressman Fred Upton says a bipartisan infrastructure package is finally on the verge of being approved in Washington. He tells us the Senate worked through the weekend and the full chamber could approve the package this week.
Should pass, I think, with really good numbers, and then I hope that Speaker Pelosi will call the House back into session in another week or two so that we can go back and vote on it and send it to the president's desk. Very good signs came out of the work over the last number of days.
Upton says the $1.2 trillion package addresses things like roads and bridges, ports and airports, broadband, the electric grid, and water systems. He adds the plan will not add to the deficit, as it's mostly paid for. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.